Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Anthony Legg, who's the Interim Executive Chairman at Remote Monitored Systems. Hi today, Anthony.
Good afternoon, Zach. How are you?
It was quite an interesting time the last couple of months for RMS. What's the state of play at the moment? Where are we? Is a lot of shareholders interested to know what's going on as things stand?
I think, Zach, we were very pleased to say this morning the team has been working very hard for the last few weeks, and we've now got to a point where we've been able to order some masks from Bolts. We've got orders coming in, so we now have the ability to meet those orders. Obviously, the disappointment that the machine at BioCity has not met our expectations and the expectations of our shareholders yet. I mean, we are going to be working on that with Limu, we hope that will come into production shortly.
But presumably, this is not rocket science we're dealing with. I mean, it's a relatively normal machine. It's not something that's sort of flying around in space. The technology, I presume, was more with the masks rather than the machine. Is that right?
Actually, the masks are incredibly simple. I think there are one or two tweaks on the machine. The biggest issue is that we're finding just where the ear loops get welded onto the masks, and it's making certain that happens correctly and at high speed. And that's a tricky piece of engineering.
Right, and as far as the product itself and the reaction, is that something you're pleased with as things stand?
Yes, I mean, the product we've always been very pleased about. We've always been very confident in its ability to help, not just, I think, in respect to this pandemic, but I think just generally from the perspective of what constitutes good PPE. I think what's been interesting is that this pandemic has opened people's eyes to the importance of PPE to protect the wearer, not just the environment around the wearer. So we've always been very confident that the nanoparticles embedded within the alpha baron layer, which is the proprietary technology that Dr. Cave invented, that has the ability to help now and into the future. So from that point of view, we remain confident in the product, and the demand that we are seeing from people who are interested in taking samples is very strong.
And is it right to assume, again, this is from sort of a layperson's perspective, that an antiviral face mask is a no-brainer from every hospital, every doctor, every sort of any serious medical area? There should be antiviral face masks. Would it be a sort of a goal that there wouldn't be any situation where there is a non-antiviral face mask in a medical or a critical situation?
I think that's something that the healthcare service, PHE, probably Health England, need to look at. I think that would not be for us to say. Clearly, the ability to prevent the spread of diseases in hospitals is very important. I think to some extent that's already there in the PPE that public health provide. What we're looking at now is something that potentially goes a step further than that. And certainly, yes, we welcome working with the government to see that this type of innovation can be made available to everybody.
And as far as the remote monitored systems business plan or business strategy is concerned, is the antiviral face mask just one prong, one part of what you're going to be doing?
That's a very good and very astute question, Zach, and thank you. I think one of the things that it'd be very noticeable has been how swiftly shareholders have focused onto one element of what P2F can do. And really, the nanoparticles that Dr. Cave and his team are producing have a much broader range of activities. I don't think anyone should look at us as a mask-making company. That's not going to be that's not what we are about. We have plenty of other elements that we can bring. I think, as we said today, we want to allow the team to focus back on its core elements of producing innovative products, where nanoparticles can insist in a wide range of industries. One can't get too far ahead of oneself, because there's a lot of testing and evaluation. And ultimately, it also comes down to making certain that innovation we can provide is within the price range of the end consumer, and that isn't always the case with new technologies. But it is certainly it's very exciting to see the potential opportunities that the team are looking at the moment.
So, like a hotbed of innovation in whatever area is appropriate at the time.
Yes, it's to look at how nanoparticles can best assist, and we have a number of projects we are now working on, that extend beyond the current focus on the masks.
Right, and just finally, this is a company where the shareholders have really made their presence felt, very loyal to the company and the cause. Is it something that the controversy, everything is sort of back to normal, the normalcy is resumed, and we're just getting on with the business of the company from now on?
That's absolutely the case. I think it's really important that the company does just focus on delivering our internal targets, and those internal targets will be what delivers value to shareholders. I think we need to be very careful not to get too carried away with hype or with expectation. Ultimately, we need to be judged on our results.
Well, we look forward to that. Anthony Legg, Interim Executive Chairman at Remote Monitored Systems, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Very kind of you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.